dolphins. There's something really special about our relationship with dolphins. People adore their playful nature and seemingly smiling faces. They offer us a link to the mysterious underwater world of the oceans. Since ancient times, people have felt a special connection to dolphins. They were revered in Greek mythology as helpers of sailors and messengers of the gods. The ancient Greeks were a seafaring people, and so they would oftentimes find themselves in danger at sea. When sailors were feeling fearful and vulnerable, unsure if they would ever return to their families alive, it must have been reassuring to see a pod of dolphins riding the bow of the boat. Believing in their presence as good luck, or even as divine messengers from the gods, would surely have served a practical purpose. Today we also feel a connection with dolphins, to see a school of them speeding through the ocean, their curved backs and distinctive dorsal fin gliding through the waves is an exhilarating and uplifting experience. Sometimes they even jump right out of the water, launching themselves a full 5 meters up in the air, a thrilling phenomenon to witness. Dolphins are exceptionally playful animals. They play all sorts of games with each other, chasing, nudging, coaxing and teasing. They love to surf big storm waves out in the open sea. In groups, they play a kind of football. Flipper ball, it might be better called. Bouncing clumps of seaweed through the water with their flippers, passing it from one to another. These marine mammals are both clever and full of fun. Their ancestors would have been land mammals who took to the sea about 50 million years ago, becoming more and more adapted to aquatic life as their evolution progressed. Unlike fish, dolphins and whales are mammals. They breathe air into their lungs, just like we do. But their nostrils have migrated over millennia to the top of their head in the form of a blowhole. Having a nostril on top of your head makes absolute sense if you spend your life in the water. This way they don't need to bring their whole head out of the water every time they draw breath. Unlike us, dolphins have to remember to breathe. For us humans, breathing is unconscious, but every breath a dolphin takes is a conscious decision. I guess there's no such thing as an absent-minded dolphin. One of the most incredible things about dolphins is how they use sound. Dolphins emit sound waves that bounce off other things in the sea, like rocks, fish, and sharks. Then they listen back for the echo, which tells them how far, how big, and what shape the object is. This is called echolocation, and it's how marine mammals build a mental picture of the environment around them. It's the same technique that bats use when navigating in the dark. Dolphins have excellent vision, but light waves don't travel as well underwater as sound waves, and often the water is murky, making it hard to see far. So using echolocation is more reliable than vision alone. For dolphins, developing echolocation has been a very clever evolutionary strategy. Clever is another well-known characteristic of dolphins. Aside from using sound to see, dolphins use sound to communicate with one another. Bottlenose dolphins have a signature whistle, a sound that is unique to the dolphin that makes it, a sound that says, "Hey, it's me." This signature whistle is something they develop in their first year of life, kind of like choosing a name for themselves. They also learn to reproduce the signature whistle of their friends, just as we know how to call out our friends' names. This is one part of their language that we have decoded. There's likely to be a lot more that they can say that we simply don't understand. Dolphins have social groups. They care for each other. They babysit each other's young. They work collectively to round up shoals of fish. They play together and rest together. They have dominant personalities and political strife. They work together to chase off sharks. So of course they have advanced communication skills. While it's mostly clicks that they use for echolocation, They use squeaks and whistles for communication. We know a lot about the biology of their brains and how the unusual adaptations work that emit and receive the sounds. From special phonic lips that form the sounds to fat-filled melons in their foreheads to amplify the receptors. But we don't yet understand their language. There are scientists devoted to decoding their social dynamics and interpreting their communications, attempting to crack the code. Someday soon, we may be able to understand how the minds of these incredible animals work. But for now, I am certainly content to know that Ireland is one of the best places in Europe for bottlenose dolphins. They have been here at least as long as humans have. We have over 100 resident dolphins in the Shannon estuary alone. I might not understand their language, nor believe they carry messages from the gods. But I just love the promise of seeing these joyful animals when out at sea.